This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This foreign place known as the studio. I've been on quite a run. I've been on location every day last week and four of the 5 days this week. So feels a little weird. I came home because it's homecoming. Not for me, but my daughter's the homecoming queen. And you know what? Nothing makes a dad prouder to see a daughter be a queen. You know what I'm saying? Especially homecoming queen at school where she's also the student body president. And active in so many different organizations, captain of the volleyball team. You know, it's just so darn cool. It really is. You know, they have a couple of captains, but she's one of the captains, and she's the homecoming queen. So I rearranged the schedule a little bit and came home. And I am unfortunately not going to be at the Watford City opening this afternoon at 1 o'clock. But I know a lot of folks are. I was talking to Ron Ness yesterday, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and he was talking about heading up there. A lot of folks are. It's a big deal for North Dakota. It's a really neat deal and exciting day. 1 o'clock this afternoon, the ribbon cutting on the new Rough Rider Event Center. Great time up there yesterday. Enjoyed chatting with all the good folks and certainly appreciate hearing from everybody. And it's very obvious from, you know, community leaders like, you know, Brent Sanford, the mayor, Lieutenant Governor candidate, or Steve Stengem, First International Banker Trust family donated that land to make that happen, that they are really excited about yet this next edition. But there'll be something right behind this. There always is for the good folks in Watford. But it's been a fun little run. But today we are in the studio, and we are brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can program. I encourage you to go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com and learn more about the Bakken and find out things like that there's 90% less impact on the land because of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. Did you know that? It reduces land impacts by 90%. And you can find out just exactly how that works. There's some great videos they have as well. I've been very interested in some of the videos that are out there now about all the different ways in which petroleum products are used. That's an important conversation for us to have, especially when you look at the debate over this Dakota Access Pipeline, and you know the facts get just pushed to the side, and the hyperbole's front and center, and all of a sudden, you know, you're off the rails. I did a little math too, Todd. Manny, did you know I was capable of doing math?
I was just about to say, I didn't even know you were capable. You're a step ahead of me. That's good.
I did a little math because I heard a stat that I was interested in. The protest down in North Carolina related to the officer-involved shooting. I love that term now. We have a new term, officer-involved shooting.
Welcome to the world of political correctness, right?
Right. I mean, if you've got a law enforcement officer and they have a weapon and somebody does something they shouldn't do or tries to evade them or harm them, they're going to use their weapon. I don't know why we need to categorize that now. But anyway, down there in North Carolina, where there is a hue and cry by Black Lives Matter because a black officer shot a black suspect who had a gun and was not listening to the request of the law enforcement officer, which would get me shot. It would get Big Bird shot. And, you know, they're not...
Big Bird?
Right. Well, my point is it had nothing to do with the color of the young man's skin.
I mean, you're pretty serious if they would shoot Big Bird. That's pretty serious stuff there.
Well, if Big Bird has a gun, is not listening to what law enforcement is requesting of him because of an encounter of some wrongdoing, then... Though those are consequences that can happen. Anyway, so I don't think there's any racism involved in that particular situation whatsoever, yet Black Lives Matter are down there and they are protesting. 70% of the lawlessness down there is being done by individuals who are not from North Carolina. In other words, it's not, we're mad at the police, we're North Carolinians, you shot one of our own, you didn't do it. No. It's the professional protesters. Guess what the number is in North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, of the Dakota Access Pipeline? And I've said a million times, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, these two are, they're identical. It isn't racism in the case of North Carolina. It isn't a concern over the water in North Dakota or sacred sites or any of that. By the vast majority of protesters, it is not. It is about, well, I honestly believe it's about anarchy. In the case of Earth Justice, which is the lead group doing all the front work for Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, the folks that are flying Chairman Archambault over to Geneva to talk about how all oil companies are poisoning all water and all kinds of other over-the-top things. Guess what? 85% of those arrested are not from North Dakota. This is not a North Dakota battle. This is a green extremist battle using North Dakota, using Standing Rock. 85%. I'd like to find that in some news story somewhere. There is one development that's come up this week, and we have confirmed it as of today. A deed has been filed. The Dakota Access Pipeline has purchased 8,000 acres down around the Cannonball River near the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. 8,000 acres from a rancher down there. I have a hunch that will play a significant role in all this. For one, we'll find out if property rights truly are property rights, right? Because now they own the land. There's, you know, not an easement for a particular piece of it. They own the land. It's theirs. And a lot of rumors out there that the tribe has wanted to, but not been able to, afford to purchase some of that acreage for a number of years. So I wouldn't doubt at some point some of those acres end up being part of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and it is some part of some kind of negotiation ultimately in the end. That would be my educated guess on what's happening there, but I wanted you to know about it. Other folks are too busy reporting hyperbole and all kinds of other crazy things. We just get to the root of it here on What's on Your Mind. Anyway, Friday edition, we have a lot of time to talk about whatever you want to talk about today on the program. You can call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503 on the program today. Did I leave out any numbers, any emails, any ways to reach us on the program? I don't think I did. Two guests. We just added one. Manny's kind of fired up because he gets to talk to Coach Bobby Knight later in the program today. The one and only, the legendary Bobby Knight is going to be on the program. And if you have a question for him, why don't you get that in early? Otherwise, I'll just ask him a couple of questions related to his relationship with Donald Trump. Early voting begins, actually, today in Minnesota. A lot of our listeners are in Minnesota, so you can vote now. Love to see Minnesota in play. I was doing a little analysis the other day, and I have a pile here somewhere of the state-by-state vote in the presidential race. How are you feeling about this race? What are you thinking? What's your snapshot right now, Todd, on Trump versus Clinton as far as the polls and kind of what you're hearing over and over and over in the media? What would you race close? What's your thought?
Close. You always seem to hear Clinton in the lead by a point or two here and there. The thing is, we haven't even had a debate yet, and I think that's going to end up swinging a few of the swing voters.
By the way, we'll have some pre-debate coverage on Monday night. That's going to be kind of fun. We'll just, right leading up to it, count you down to the debate and talk a little bit about it. So be listening on Monday for that. But you're right. That's what you hear. You hear it's close, a point here, a point there. But most of the reporting you hear is national polls. Well, folks, national polls don't matter, right? Because X amount of states are going to be blue no matter what. X amount of states are going to be red no matter what. So you have swing states. What I'm focusing is on are states that Mitt Romney won, okay, because obviously Donald Trump has to win all of those, and then states that Barack Obama won that Trump is tied or leading in, and there's a lot of them. So the state-by-state situation is considerably different. I would even argue in Minnesota. The Star Tribune has never done a poll that made a Republican look good ever. They don't. If they do a poll and the Republican looks good, they throw it in the garbage can at the Star Tribune, okay? That's just how they operate. It's the Star and Sickle, all right? Well, the Star Tribune has done, the most recent one, a poll that suggests Hillary Clinton only leads by 6 points. There was a KSTP poll that had Trump leading by 3 points at one point in this race. There's not been a lot of polling in Minnesota, but I'll tell you what, when Minnesota's in play, this is a very different race, okay? A very different race. Arizona has Trump leading. All right? Now you compare that to 2016. Now, Romney and McCain did win that one, but one he's got to win, but it's one that has largely been thought to be going more to a swing state. Obama won Colorado by 9 points. Hillary Clinton, in recent polls, only leads by 2. So these are things to watch. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Let's get rolling.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAP CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Sarah Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Kenneth at 220-6102.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to make your vehicle safer? More importantly, maybe for your loved ones, would you like to make the vehicle safer when they're driving, right? How about teen drivers? You have any of those? My friends at B-Mobile have told me about this new Hum from Verizon, which is a tool to make your car smarter and safer.
because you get roadside assistance with the push of a button. You get diagnostics. You get maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. It can tell you things that normally you would have to go to the mechanic to know about your car. Keeping an eye on that. And it has hands-free Bluetooth calling as well. For a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you get the hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get hum and go at Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, and your premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile, the region's largest. In Bismarck, in Fargo, in Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, at Bodno, in Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes, in Minnesota. To find a location near you, go to bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yes, I just had a question kind of in my mind that I thought there couldn't be corporate ownership of land in North Dakota.
Is it land or is it farms? I mean, and there's a corporate farming law, but on the land
itself.
Well,
what difference does it make if it, if, I mean, a farm, he's not buying anything but a cattle ranch down there. It's a farm, a ranch.
I don't know. It's a good question. I can't remember the, you know, the technicality of the law. I honestly don't know it well enough at all. Somebody will know in our audience and tell us.
Well, that was just my thought about them buying the 6,000 acres with the idea that, you know, I can't necessarily disagree with it. I think it's a good plan, quote unquote. I just had that question.
Yeah,
and then I had a second thought. Do you have any statistics or anything on a barrel of oil cost to refine it compared to the cost that we pay at the pump, et cetera? Is there a breakdown like it's, you know, a buck a gallon to refine a barrel of oil, or is it a buck and a half, or is it 60 cents? Or
yeah, I've seen that somewhere. I've seen it.
The price of gas.
Yeah, I've seen it before. The vast majority of the cost in the barrel goes to taxes and regulation and things like that. I mean, I remember seeing how minuscule the profit is per barrel. It's pretty darn small. The refining costs, the transportation costs. Seen it before, but I'm sure it's out there. I don't have it at my fingertips, but it's there.
Okay, well, I kind of get upset when I look at the price of a barrel of oil goes up a nickel, and we see 20 cents at the pump here and a few other things like that all the time. So
there's so many variables to that. You know, we were talking the other day with the fellow that owns the coffee cup fuel stop in Steele, because we were out next, he had a new neighbor in Piper's Auction, so we were chatting with him, and I asked him that. I said, you know, I could do 10 days, ask Todd, if we said, let's talk about the difference in the price of gas between Bismarck and Fargo, we'd be on the phone with listeners for 6 weeks, wouldn't we, Todd?
And we've
done it, and we bring in the experts, and no matter what you say, people think there's some smoke-filled room for people to get together and decide to jam it to consumers. He, in about a minute, explained it sort of like my buddy Ken Satring does at PetroServe USA as well, that in the case of Fargo, there's two pipelines, right? And you can purchase from multiple individuals off of those pipelines. Well, that's, if you're buying anything, John, if you're buying a car and you're buying it from, you know, four, five, six different potential ones, they're all competing for your business, where in other places where there's not a pipeline, where you have to truck it, it's going to cost more. So transportation is definitely a factor. But I don't have the chart in front of me, but it's out there for sure.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We've got a call off the air during the break, too. Roll that one, Todd, so we don't forget him.
Yeah, Kevin from Cavalier. I just happened to see the news, WDAY news last night and this morning, talking about the St. Cloud stabbing in the mall. Both times, nothing was mentioned about a terrorist attack or Islamic, or the Luxury shouted Allah Akbar or Allah. I think they're all drinking the same Kool-Aid. They don't want to point out it wasn't a stabbing, it was a terrorist attack. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Interesting point you raise. We're quick to label someone a racist, right? That's the quickest label you can get in a nanosecond. And some students at BUND right now that are going through this, if you followed this at all, two incidents, one on Snapchat of some people that were, looks like, in a dorm room, and put up a Snapchat and said, yeah, we locked the black B-I-T-C-H out, right? And that was racist. And now a new one that has some girls painting their face black, and then they put Black Lives Matter up. I personally don't think either one of those things are racist. I'll say that again so you can call and throw anything you want at me. I don't think that's racist. I think it's stupid. I wouldn't do it. You know, I'd want to visit with them to try and better understand where are they at. But, you know, we've gone so far from the, you know, Ku Klux Klan days of burning crosses and white hooded things and people being killed literally for their race or being dragged behind vehicles, whatever, to that's racism. All right? And you really, in my mind, you got to get into somebody's heart to know if they're really racist. But an action like that, well, it's stupid. I don't think it's racist. On the other hand, I don't know that we ought to be calling a good number of these people that are here for the Dakota Access Pipeline protests from all over the country. 85% of them are not from here that have been arrested to this point. They're not us. It isn't Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. It's folks from all over the place that are antagonists, thugs, you pick your term. But you know what? They're more terrorists than they are protester. Protester, to me, puts up a sign, has an opinion, takes a stand, does it lawfully, peacefully, and says, you're wrong, I disagree with the decision, and here's why. That's a protest. You chain yourself to equipment, you vandalize equipment, you bust onto private land, trespass, you're a terrorist. So we throw the racist label around pretty easy, but as you point out, the terrorist term is someone we don't want to use. We don't want to. Clearly, that's what was going on in St. Cloud. There's no doubt about that in my mind at all. Gary in Sturgis wants to talk about voting in South Dakota.
Yeah, today is, I believe, this is the day that we can start voting for the presidential election down here in South Dakota, in western South Dakota, and probably eastern and central South Dakota as well.
All right. Well, we mentioned that Minnesota starts today as well, and we're going to talk to Bobby Knight about that a little bit later on. How are you voting today, Gary? Who are you going to vote for?
Oh, well, I'm sure you know that I'm going to vote for the Democratic nominee, Mrs. Clinton.
You're voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yes, I've mentioned that on the air, and I've gone on record.
Well, I can't remember what every listener or caller has ever said, but Gary, you got to tell me why when we come back. I thought there was more common sense in Sturgis than that.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can experience the freedom of having your home telephone number be as mobile as you are. No more missed calls when you're not at home. No more telemarketers during dinner. Learn all about this fantastic service by visiting ouroldnumber.com. Ouroldnumber.com or give them a call at 800-774-0530. Okay, let's finish with Gary and Sturgis. Back to more of your calls at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. You can text Todd, too, with your comments. 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bobby Knight to the top of the hour to talk about Donald Trump and early voting underway in South Dakota and Minnesota. Todd's checking in North Dakota. We think it's kind of county by county. They decide, so it might be different dates that are happening in North Dakota. Also, by the way, you may remember Wednesday on the program, we had a very concerned listener call about polka masses. And wanted some answers on, you know, why not just masses? Why play that music at a polka mass and isn't that sacrilegious? So we have put an all-call out for experts, and Monsignor Patrick Schumacher has agreed to do a little research for us, and we're going to get some answers on that. We'd like to get you the answers here on the program, so we'll do it. Gary and Sturgis, back to you here. You're voting for Hillary Clinton. Why?
Well, because as you said, many, many days during the last several months that she's so crooked, and you conservatives feel that way, so we're going to vote for the crookedest person there is. Even though she's got international experience as far as dealing with our international friends and governments across the world.
That's important to you? Key part of your vote is how much someone's flown around the country?
Yeah, so I'm a South Dakota Democrat, and he's come to Rapid City once to the Jerry's Cakes and Donuts shop.
You got the flights around the world, and you got Jerry's Cake and Donut Shop stop. So I'm starting to see why you're going the way you are.
She had to get her airplane filled up one time on a previous campaign.
Sure. Yeah.
She had to fly into Rapid City or Ellsworth Air Force Base. So I don't remember if she was a Secretary of State or if she was just a candidate at the time, but he had to stop for field.
Serious question, Gary.
Yes.
You said you're a South Dakota Democrat. So is Hillary Clinton have your support more because you're a Democrat and a Democrat just got to vote for Hillary Clinton rather than sort of saying, hey, I'm going to look at this objectively, point by point, on who would be better to get the country out of the condition it's in?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I think that as a former political candidate for the South Dakota legislature, I think that it's all those reasons you mentioned.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Todd, we need to change that promotional announcement that we were using a number of months ago. I believe we had a conversation with Bob in South Dakota, and we opined that he must have been the only, Obama/Hillary supporter, only Democrat in South Dakota, but I guess it's two now, right? Do you have that commercial?
Bob in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. I hear you criticizing President Obama this morning. I never knew a jacks like you were on the air until I started listening here when I retired from farming. Now that I have the time to listen to you and your BS.
Jacks,
and another
like
thing
you.
I've heard is that the Republicans in the Senate want to introduce an amendment so President Barack Obama can have a third term because you guys have screwed up your election so much that you can't win.
Good luck with that. Did we find the one Obama supporter that exists in South Dakota?
What's on your mind? Weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. on K-Fire.
Let the record reflect. Two now. So there you go. All right. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Winnipeg. And Reg is waiting to weigh in. Reg, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for taking my call. So I'm a dedicated listener of your station, and I'm also a very dedicated student of the U.S. political environment. I listen every day. So here's some things that I would appreciate your feedback on. I find it interesting on a polarized electorate in the States that I'm wondering on the college electoral map whether regarding voter ID laws, whether those are more in play on the states that are in play. And if there's a correlation there, that would be very interesting on why there's such backlash on asking people to show some kind of voter ID to say and prove who they are. Because, for example, in Canada, for the privilege of voting, you have to show ID. That's number one I find interesting. Number two, very quickly, is I find it interesting that if you wanted to perhaps vote in the first female president of the United States of America, and you gave that individual, for example, Secretary of State, so that they had that on their resume, whether they did a good job or a bad job, I would find that quite interesting as well. I'd be interested in the comments in those two regards. Thanks very much.
All right, Reg, let me voter ID and the and the states that are in play, I want to talk about first. But the second one, the specific question for me was what?
Was if you wanted, looking forward again, whether it's Democrats or Republicans and how they control the mindset of voters across the United States. I mean, Hillary Clinton, if you gave her a post such as, Secretary of State so that she now has foreign policy on her resume, whether she did a good or a bad job, that's quite interesting as far as, voting somebody into office. In regards to Donald Trump, who's never been a politician, again, I'm sure he's going to surround himself, if he gets elected, with people that are very, very smart in those areas, national defense, whatever. He's not going to be making all the decisions. I hope that people that vote understand that someone who's voted in as president surrounds themselves with smart people in the post that they have to be specialized in.
Yeah, I just don't hear a question in what you're saying or comment.
It's more that one's more of a statement. The first one was more a question on the voter ID laws in the states that are in play.
Right, and it's a good question because obviously where voter fraud in general can make a difference is only if it's close, right? So if it's a really tight election, I don't know. I'd love to go back and look at North Dakota and see specifically where there were affidavits at the polling place. The affidavit meaning, I don't have an ID, but I'll sign an affidavit that says I am who I am. That's how loose North Dakota's voting laws were prior to the legislature saying, no, you're going to have to have a voter ID. The Democrats going into freakout mode over that because they like affidavits. They like loose. Right?
Oh, exactly.
The idea that you're trying to suppress the vote with voter ID is ludicrous. It's to authenticate the vote. It's to make sure people are actually doing what they want to do. If anything, we could point a finger to say the previous law, you that support
allowing an affidavit means you don't, you know, now you're really throwing out the, you know, the any law and order to it. It's insane. So I don't know about, you know, the voter ID laws in the states that are in play. I'd like to know because it means that they're going to be close. But I don't get a correlation necessarily between, you know, okay, are states in play that have voter ID? Do they connect? I don't think they connect. I don't. I think we should watch states in play very closely for any kind of voter fraud. And voter ID obviously eliminates a lot of that in my mind. Hope that answers your question. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Here's an off-air call that came in.
Good morning. I'm pretty sure our small state of North Dakota is going to carry Trump. All the people, though, I talk to, my friends and relatives and neighbors around the United States, are pretty much the same feeling that Donald Trump is their choice. So I'm going to say we're going to have a Trumpster for presidenter. Have a good day.
A Trumpster for presidenter. I don't think North Dakota is any doubt at all. But again, going back to some of these states I was talking about earlier, when you're looking at, just do it this way. You know, Trump's up in Florida right now. Got to have Florida. Obama won it by 2, darn near 3 points last time. Okay? Absolutely got to have it. It is a must. Those are the kind of states that you look at. You look at the ones Romney won, and then you look at the ones, Iowa would be a good example. Obama won Iowa by 10 points. Trump is up 6 points. So let's just do rough math. That 15-point swing from Obama away from Hillary in Iowa. Okay, well, there's a state you pick up. So just start doing a few of those, and you've got a, you know, real difference. Even in states like Maine, where, you know, Trump is going to have a tough time, Clinton should have it easy. Obama won by 17. She's winning by 6. So a lot of these are going into play. They can make a big difference, you know. I think McCain won Missouri by like 0.1%. Trump's up 7. State by state's the way to watch this race. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Hazen. Mike has a question or comment. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, you guys are fair and balanced, and you spin everything for Trump. Now, Trump effectively admitted he's a liar about the birther thing. I'd like to hear you spin this. How a man can for 5 years say Obama wasn't born in this country, and then all of a sudden he turns around. Now, I want to hear you guys, the best spinners going, the fair and balanced guys.
Won't take me long, Mike. Happy to do it. Won't take me long. Obama, through most of that time, said, where's the birth certificate? Right, that was what he was calling for. Birth certificate came out. He said, "Hey, I'm glad I got him to finally produce it." Case closed. At this point, what difference does it make with Barack Obama? I mean, I think Donald Trump was right to say, "Done, moving on." I mean, you're the ones that want to look back.
He does all this thing to stir up racism. You guys stir up racism, and you'll never take any responsibility for what you do. You claim you're fair and balanced, but you won't put anybody on the radio station from the other side. It's just total right-wing nonsense.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Senator Heitkamp just on?
Yeah, Senator Heitkamp has been on. Others have been on. I mean, that's just not true.
Yeah. Yes. And you guys could have a...
Mike, you just said we don't put people on we don't agree with. You just said we don't put people on we agree with. So would you like to admit you were wrong?
Why don't you have a host? Why don't you have a host that represents somebody other than Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, now Scott represents Rush Limbaugh. Or I do. Do I represent her?
No, I don't like liberals that change.
Mike,
I don't like liberals that change the rules. You know, you don't put people on your screen. Oh, just said Heidi Heitkamp on. Oh, let me change the subject. Then I'll say you should have a different host on.
Yeah.
Like, man, you're a little embarrassing there, bud. Pick up the game a little bit. Call next time
to make it fair.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention.
There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I sleep so good I beat my alarm up most nights, most mornings rather. You know. What are you talking? What are you laughing about?
Well, I didn't realize that's why your hands are all bandaged up like that, but okay.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't physically beat it up. I wake up before my alarm goes off. Is that a better way to say it, Tom? I think it is. And that's because I'm sleeping so darn good, and that's thanks to MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is the pillow Todd and I sleep on. MyPillow. It could be yours. For a very low price. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, the savings of incredible proportions. How about this deal? A 4-for-1 deal. $160 savings, 2 classic pillows, 2 travel pillows, under $100. And it comes with a 10-year warranty that it will not go flat.
It's machine washable. 60 night money back guarantee. Less shipping and handling. It's great. Give them a call. MyPillow.com. If you want to go that route, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for the best night's sleep you can ever imagine. Take it from two very busy fellows that really love them. 800-506-9028 is that number. John's on the road. Hello, John. You're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, hey, if we needed a different host, who's going to be the official host of the program?
Or to make Mike happy, you mean? I think he wants balance. See, I think he thinks if I'm conservative, that I can't have be on this program without having somebody that's
the answer to the simple question is your show. He wants to get his owner if he can listen to Heitkamp. I don't know, or he can listen to Ed Schultz. Apparently, he can do whatever he wants to do. But that's one of the most ridiculous comments I've ever heard. I mean, that just kind of shows you the mindset of these people, this whole group. This whole, and I guarantee you, probably one of the anti-business people. And one more thing, that's what I wanted to concentrate on, is just how ridiculous that comment was. And the other thing is, the pipeline group, we have a serious situation. We got people, basically, that they're paid. Make no mistake, there's groups out there that, their job, they don't have jobs because their job is, they're being funded by, and by the way, Black Lives Matter and all this, $33 million to George Soros. This is all funded, and those of us who are in favor, which is the majority, because we all have to drive around. We just fly. We use jet fuel. We use lubricants. We use them. Understand the importance of that pipeline, of all pipelines, and how safe they are. And yet we have an administration that has been so anti-fossil fuels, they can't do the right thing for our country. They can't even do the right thing, which is to allow pipelines. I mean, of course, you got Warren Buffett controlling the railroads, so I guess that's a quid pro quo there. But in the meantime, you got people out there, and I'm sure that last caller would probably just love these people. I mean, these anti-business people, anti-commerce people, and it is getting to the point of being serious. It has to stop. We have to get somebody in office, in the White House, that has business experience and understands the importance of commerce instead of shutting it down, and the importance of pipelines that allow us to be free of the yoke of the Middle East oil. I mean, do these people understand how serious this is as a national security issue? And that's kind of... That's my take today. I'm sick of that group out there that doesn't have anything else to do but destroy commerce, and the rest of us who are trying to do things right, build businesses or whatever, we have to sit back and watch all that, and all our lives get affected by blocking the roads, all this and that, and nothing can be done about it. There's impotence. We need somebody in office that's a pro-business person and not anti-business. End of story. That it has to happen. And if we get another 8 years of an anti-business president, God help us.
Well said, John. I couldn't agree anymore, and I appreciate the passion and the comment on it. It dovetails nicely with a texter here who said, not sure who, federal or state, but someone must go in and stomp out unlawful protesters in the beginning, here or wherever. A lot of people see Hillary above the law, so they think the same applies to them. I do agree. I think the early on, there was not enough, line in the sand drawn to say, you're not going to do this stuff. And if you want to lawfully, legally protest, fine. Here's where you do it, not there. Federal government allowing them on core land without a permit, very much part of this. It's a federal problem from the beginning. But we know what they're going to do. Right? Exactly. Craig in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
I just had a comment on the voter ID thing. I'm guessing that the people that they're trying to get to vote are probably on food stamps or on the reservation or something. I'm guessing that they have to have an ID to go collect their check or to go collect their food. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing they need to show something. And I, you know what's going on. They're just trying to get people to vote for the Democrats.
Okay, Greg, I'm now having a little better faith in South Dakota with your call.
Hey, Scotty, you got to hear this 5 seconds.
Todd, if you don't have balance on the show, how Mike get on?
Only Mike can answer that question. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Big Ben, this is Rubber Duck here. What's your 1020?
Howdy, Rubber Duck. Headed from California to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck with a factory-authorized truck loaded with Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, Rubber Duck, this is a real deal. One truck per dealer per year, and you don't want to miss it. This weekend only, we have 16 Hot Spring Spas priced factory direct to you. The savings are huge, or take advantage of the Ace Saltwater System or a wireless music system for free. When the truck's gone, so are the deals. Ends 5 p.m. Sunday. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck, or call us at 844-200-SPAS.
That's Big 10-4.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.